From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is the Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. Harmonica player Lester Mad Dog Davenport has passed on. Davenport has been playing the blues in Chicago almost since his arrival there from Mississippi at age 14, right after World War II. He worked with Homesick James and Big Boy Spires before connecting with Bo Diddley. Davenport played with Bo Diddley for a while in the 1950s, joining him at a gig at the Apollo Theater in New York and recording a couple of sides with him, including Pretty Thing. Pretty Thing, let me dedicate my life. You will always. Davenport acquired the nickname Mad Dog because of the way he would prowl around the stage, grabbing each instrument in turn and playing it. In the 60s and 70s, Davenport led his own bands in Chicago, though he also worked a day job as a paint sprayer. In the 80s, he worked with the Kinsey Report, the Gary, Indiana family band that played some of the edgiest blues of that decade. It wasn't until 1992 that Lester Davenport recorded his first full album, called When the Blues Hit You, for the Earwig label in Chicago. It includes this song, I'm Gonna Give It Up, with the great Sonny Land Slim on piano. I'm gonna give it up, baby. Girl, I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna give it up, baby. Girl, I'm gonna leave you alone. Davenport worked with the late great band leader Willie Kent in Chicago in the 90s. This song with Kent refers to Ma B's, one of the Windy City's best blues clubs.
Hey, Mad Dog. Know what I want you to do? I want you to blow Mad Dog Lutzer down in Ma B. I want you to blow Mad Dog Lutzer down in Ma B. Blow down there. That's why I want you at. That's what I want.
Lester Mad Dog Davenport's second album, I Smell a Rat, in 2002 for the Delmark label would be his last. With Jimmy Dawkins as guitarist and producer, Davenport cut a solid set of definitive Chicago blues. Songs like Going Away reflect Davenport's preference for using a lot of full chords on the harp, and the importance of tonality and timing over dazzling speed in his playing.
Well, now I'm sick and tired, baby. Dogging me all the time.
Lester Mad Dog Davenport died March 17th. He was 77 years old. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org, or anytime at xpn.org/blues.